Aleph, Seif, Lamed, Tes, Bishul, Kale, Abishul. We learned before that nothing gets cooked in Keni Sheni, but that's only normal foods. The food which is easy to cook, it also gets cooked in a Keni Sheni. That is Kale Abishul. Afshin is by a lelitidensat. Afshin is by a lel Keni Sheni. Ey noy me vashel. Mikom nokum yes neshnom dvoy mashen kalim li special. We learned before that food does not cook in a keli sheni, but there are things which are easy to be cooked. These things get cooked also in a keli sheni. V'lachen kotsu aposkim, v'ein niten pas afilu b'keli sheni, kozman shayad seledes by the Ramah brings down, v'shem the Rav Yah, one of the Rishonim, but one should not put bread into a keli sheni, because he says bread is a thing which is kale abishul, which is easy to cook, since bread is soft, easy to get cooked, even in a keli sheni, which really is two chidushim. Well, number one, yesh bishul achafia, that is cooking after baking. Number two, you've got the nekuda here, that this is a keli sheni, and in a keli sheni, one has able to cook something which is kale habishul. Shittas ha Shulchan Aruch, what the Shulchan Aruch is not so straightforward. The Shulchan Aruch does not worry about putting bread inside the soup, inside the Kedish Shini. The Shail is why. Does he hold, like we'll learn later on, that he holds, we don't have to worry about Kedish Shini with kale habishul, or does he hold that ain't bishul achafiyah? Therefore, one not clear what the Shulchan Aruch is. I think the Minhag HaSfardim is that they don't worry about Bishul Achafia, but I'm not 100% sure. Se'if Mem. Ma Nechshev L'Kale HaBishul. What do we consider easy to cook? Tosu HaPoskim. Kedis Ein Olu Bekir Ma'im HaMacholim HaKalim Nisbashol. ולכן אין ניתן בקלי שני שייב סלדס בו שום מאכל שנספש בגמור להתר. He says like this. Says the Mishnah Bura, שרפים מגודם, and those are Mogen Avram, that since we're not sure what is Kali Abishul, therefore anything which we're not 100% sure differently, we take on, it may be Kali Abishul, therefore one shouldn't put anything inside a Kali Sheini. Only what? Most at least in the Keli Sheni, Mayim v'tablis, water and spices. If it's the Gemara before, Shemayim v'tablis made in special the Keli Sheni. Says you're allowed to put the water because the Gemara says water you're allowed to put into the Keli Sheni. Person got a hot coffee, he's allowed to add on cold water because the Gemara says Keli Sheni does not cook water. The Gemara really says also spices. But the spices and the zman from the Gemara were not the same spices. Nowadays, Shlomo Zalman is not sure what about the spices today. It's got the same din as the spices from the zman HaGemara. Because the spices today are ground, very light, very small, and maybe they would cook in a keli sheni. This is the shita from the Mogen Avraham, Mishnah Brura. Omnom bat, chachazin ish kosav, she'ein lo chush lach me'el bepach, she'in eichel is special, כיוון שכבר אפויו. אוי בביצה, שאיננו רואה שמתפשלת אפילו בכלי שני. מסתבר, זו עדין בעלי תה וקילצו בזה. אבל שם החולים, אין צורך לא חושב בהם שום קלי הפשטו. אז בשולחון עוד אחת, יש הולד differently. It doesn't hold like we learned before, the Mishnah Brura and the Mogen Avraham, that everything when I have a suffix, maybe it is קלי הפשטו. No. He says, opposite. Well, doesn't have to worry about anything if it's Kali Abishul. Only what it says Mefurish is Kali Abishul, we have to worry about it. What is Mefurish Kali Abishul? Well, bread, the Rishonim say, the Rav Yor says, bread is Kali Abishul. Therefore, bread one has to worry about it is Kali Abishul. One should not put it inside a Kali Sheni. For anything else, which is not sure it is Kali Abishul, which is not sure Kali Abishul, one will have to put it in a Kali Sheni. Therefore, if it is C, Tea, we know, we see with our own eyes, it's very easy to be cooked, not allowed to be put into kale, and not allowed to be put in the kale shini, a tea bag. Same thing is an egg, one shouldn't put into a kale, or we shouldn't put it into a kale shini. But any other foods, according to the Chazon Ish, one's allowed to put it into a kale shini. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Mogen Avraham, one has to worry, everything is not may be cooked in a keli sheni, so you're not allowed to put into a keli sheni only things which are 100% sure, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if it is not easy to be cooked. But anything else, we have a suffix, maybe it's easy to be cooked, one doesn't put it into a keli sheni. But according to the Chazon Ish, everything is allowed to be put in a keli sheni, only things which we are sure that they are Kalei official, you're not allowed to put them in a Kalei Sheni. And Bezos Hashem later on will find cases, the differentiations between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah.